When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at EyesightAssociates.com.
This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Welcome back to the Man Up Show. Your host, Nikita Koloff, and you might have guessed it, this is our Christmas special. And with me to celebrate this special holiday, none other than the man himself, the Christian Car Guy, Robbie Dillmore. Robbie, welcome back to the Man Up Show.
Ho, ho, ho. I'm glad to be here.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, that comes to mind as well. And Robbie, you're going to be a regular on the show here, I think. I don't know. But I mean, there's so many hats you wear in addition to producing the Man Up Show and Q&A with Koloff. But nevertheless, always a blessing to have you on the show.
And these specials have become just really special to me.
Well, and Christmas is just around the corner. And so, you know, we're on the, you might say, the eve of Christmas, right?
I love Christmas Eve.
What do you love better, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
You know, that's fascinating. But when I was a kid, I would tell you, really, Christmas Eve. Because, you know, you would imagine so many things. Actually, the whole season, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, from December 1st clear through December 24th. It was just like all the stuff that was happening. All the excitement was building. And it was just building, 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 you know. And I love that.
So the anticipation,
right,
of Christmas coming. And I guess it takes on a different perspective depending on your age, right? I mean, you know, as you're mentioning, you know, in your childhood, right? I think back to my childhood, if I think back that far. Yeah, I guess I can. But, the unwrapping of presents and, you know, how many are going to be under the tree with, you know, with your name. Did you ever do okay, let me ask you this. Did you ever, because like I know people who would like unwrap the carefully unwrap the gift, like and to figure out, to find out what it was, and then rewrap it and put it down, and then come Christmas morning or whatever, be completely surprised, you know, by what was in the box.
Not me. I'm not amongst those. But how about this? Do you remember the Sears catalog? Sears would come out, or Penny's, or whoever, they had a Christmas catalog, right? And that thing came out in late November. And then, you know, I perused that thing for hours trying to figure out, you know, what would be the, you know, the thing this year that, you know, that was to put on my list. But interestingly, my parents didn't usually wrap many gifts.
Okay.
Santa's gifts were always under the tree, just out in the open. Now, the wrapped presents came from mom and dad.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I spend many a late night hours wrapping every gift for my kids, which thinking about like, this is pure torture here. But late night I would get late to bed. And of course they'd wake up early and want to, you know, rush out and see what was there for them. But I do know, so that's interesting, isn't it? Different family traditions where some don't, like you said, some don't wrap certain presents.
It came straight out of Santa's bag right in there. But I bet you, you know, I remember one night we got the kids, you know, one of those houses, you know, playhouse, right? And I put it up in the living room or wherever it was we had Christmas that year. And I was up, literally, trying to, it was a three-man job that was just being trying to be accomplished by one man, you know. You've done that.
So have you, and yeah, so we're talking about different stages of life, right? As a kid, you're the anticipation of what might be under the tree for you. You know, as you grow up and move on into, you know, through your teenage years, or yeah, obviously the gifts shift and change. Now, let me ask you, those catalogs, did you like circle things like to give your parents kind
of
a,
yeah.
wouldn't mind if I got this for Christmas, right? So, you can remember doing that?
I gave them a list with the page numbers.
With the page number.
Right, look on page 46, halfway down the page, it's circled right there. That's the one. Right.
Now, boy, and now, boy, have times changed, right? Now you just got to set up like an Amazon code or something.
And I've gotten them from my kids, believe me, and my grandkids.
For real?
Oh, yeah. They send you the little link, you know, and boom, you press it, and that's how you order it, you know.
So now it's a virtual catalog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no, you don't have to get the Sharpie out and it circle the actual catalog. It's virtual.
But it's interesting. You're right. I hadn't even thought about that. You go from the anticipation of your own gift to the anticipation of what's it going to look like on your daughter's face when she gets this.
Yeah.
What's it going to look like on your wife's face? You know, what is it going to be like when they receive, you know, and the anticipation that you go for is changing as the seasons go.
Yeah, you're going to make me choke up here, Robbie. I'm glad we're glad we're on air. I'm glad I'm not on television right now. You're going to get me to choke up here. But what about, and you know, you said, different seasons of life and as a grandparent, you know, what's it going to look like? You said, you know, you're talking about what's going to look at your wife's face, your kid's face. Now what's going to look like on the grandkids, right? And what,
oh my goodness,
their reaction or their response to what they might get, right? And you're hoping it's joyful, but so did you ever, let me ask you, did you ever, get a gift that you weren't overly joyful about?
Yeah. You know, I was one of those people that, like, man, if I opened it up and it was closed, it was an immediate bummer. You know, I could tell, you know, by the way it felt, it was limp, like, oh, this is close. This is very dry.
Well, another pair of socks from Aunt Bessie, you know, right? Or whatever.
Well, one of my favorite later memories here lately, you know, I have two grandsons that are almost the same age. So, you know, a couple years ago when they were like 3 and 4, my daughter, actually, and we all knew they were getting them, gave them boxing gloves because they're always beating up each other. I mean, it's just what they do, you know?
Okay.
And so, like, man, you should have seen the scene when they got these boxing gloves. I mean, but those things went on their hands in 2 seconds. And, buddy, it was on like Donkey Kong. And we and Nikita, I mean, I'm pretty sure there was at least one Russian sickle thrown and some people that looked like they were going to get knocked out. Yeah.
And no bloody noses, though.
No.
Well, that's good. Well, that's good. No black eyes. Well, yeah, they could survive the Russian sickle, perhaps, but not a black eye. But that's pretty cool. See, so you know, we're talking about the different stages of life and your anticipation do you have a memory of like what was one of the, again, can be from any stage, but one of your favorite things you got, one of the favorite gifts you got?
Yeah, I do remember. What I would say is one of my most, and there was a gift that I didn't see coming. For those who know me well, I'm divorced before I married my wife now of 35 years. Mm. And the year of that divorce, my mother flew me to Albuquerque, where she was living at the time. I lived in Georgia at the time. And she and I watched It's a Wonderful Life together on the couch.
Mm.
Talk about getting choked up.
Mm.
That was
a great memory.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a great movie. You know, I know you mentioned, I know you have a tradition in Thanksgiving to watching the movie Elf. I'm going to help get the lump out of your throat here and the laughs you get from watching the movie Elf. But man, yeah, which is probably one of my favorite movies is It's a Wonderful Life. And I know I was traveling with some of my children up to see my mom in Minnesota one year. We stayed in Indianapolis, Indiana. And it just so happened there was a stage, like a live theater, like next door to the hotel we were staying at. And I saw that they were going to do a stage production of It's a Wonderful Life. And so fortunately, there were tickets available. And it was like a dinner theater, you know, like one
oh,
of
yeah,
those
that'd
dinner
be cool.
theater. Kind of.
I'd love to see that.
It was so good. And then when we got to my mom's house, you know, I'm like, Mom, do you gotta? I think Blockbuster was still at aging myself here, apparently. But I think if she didn't have it, I think we maybe went and rented It's a Wonderful Life, and so then we watched the actual movie, and I was amazed at how they were able to pull that off on a live stage and make it look identical to the movie. And what's your favorite part of It's a Wonderful Life?
Well, you know, for one thing, my mother is a dead ringer for Donna Reed. And my father ain't too far from Jimmy Stewart. So, you know, for me, I you know, when I looked at it, I was picturing my parents, you know, completely. And so, you know, the scene where, you know, they're coming through the bushes and he's going to lasso the moon for her. And then when she marries him, you know, and she fixes up the house when it's raining. And if you've seen the movie, I hope you have. And she shows that scene of, you know, of him lassoing the moon and all that. It was very romantic to me and truly love exposed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously you're going to see it later in the movie as well, but at that point in time, yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of that movie. And of course for me and, you know, my mother being, and now the funny thing is my youngest daughter, Mariah, is a dead ringer for my mother.
Wow.
And so they both, wow. In fact, I watched a Donna Reed show the other night with Tammy. I was like, do you not see the uncanny resemblance between Donna Reed and my mom and Mariah? I mean, it's crazy.
Wow. And so if you haven't seen, can we just encourage you on this Christmas season, if you've never seen It's a Wonderful Life, go, I guess, Netflix or wherever you need to go find it and watch it. And if you can, watch it as a family. I mean, it's a great, what a great family thing to do together, right? Would you say?
Yeah, yeah. And it's really based on, you know, angels and God and those mm-hmm. things have given somebody an opportunity to see what a wonderful life they've really had. It's a way for you to reflect on your own life. You know,
yeah.
they're in a season when it's a pretty good time, you know, to reflect on, you know, because you're coming into New Year, you got another year.
Yep.
Right, to begin to plan, which now you yep. love to do.
Yep.
But at the same time, be thankful for what God's done for with you.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it. And follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy.
You're listening
of
to the
newly
Truth
upgraded
Network
life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
And for those who maybe don't know, and you know, not this is not to be a movie spoiler in any way, but especially if you've never seen it before, but what a resounding message throughout that movie that, you know, here's a guy thinking he doesn't have a wonderful life, only to realize just how wonderful his life really is, right?
Right.
Again, without giving the whole movie away, but let me just kind of tease you with that. And there's another one I really, and I don't know about you, but there's so many good classic Christmas movies out there, but Miracle on 34th Street is another favorite of mine. Miracle on 34th Street.
So which version is your favorite?
The original.
Yeah.
The original version. And you can see, it's kind of funny. You can see the color, you know, obviously now with technology, they do the colorized versions and all that. But it's still just not the same.
That's got to be in black and
white. As the original black and white.
Yeah. And you got to see, you know, only in the original do they pile up all the letters.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
All the evidence of faith.
Right.
Which is such a strong Christmas message.
Right.
That it's based on what do you believe?
Mm.
And that idea of, you know, to me, another great Christmas movie is, you know, the Santa Claus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in that famous line in that movie is, you know, seeing isn't believing, believing is seeing.
Mm.
And that's one line you can take to the, just write it down and think about it for a long time because it's completely been my experience that the closer you walk with Jesus, the more he helps you see what it is that he's teaching you to believe.
Mm. Hey, well, that just really kind of feeds right into, you know, some of the little notes. You know, I'm big on notes and searching and researching and, you know, obviously, you know, the Christmas, you know, the old expression, the real reason for the season, right? You know,
exactly.
There's some out there that perhaps up to this point, their perspective is Christmas gifts and, you know, ornaments and lights and meals, food, right? And you know, and celebration of course, family and those sorts of things. But really at the foundation, Christmas is really all about good news, right? At the very foundation, it's not the good news of special gifts, although those special gifts, those memorable gifts, certainly mean something. It's not the good news of a big meal, although it is fun to gather together, as hopefully as family and or friends, you know, and have a big meal. It's not the good news of festive music and beautiful lights, although that's a part of Christmas. It can be, right? And
oh, absolutely.
Songs and movies,
oh, yeah.
And even church productions and right as well. Christmas is about the good news of God's love, right? At the very foundation, the Bible says every person desperately needs God's love. In fact, we're lost without it. Without God's love, we're lost as a white goose in a snowstorm, aren't we, Robbie?
Oh, man.
Directionless. Get that word out. Without protection, without real joy, and our potential eternal impact upon the world is unrealized without God's love.
And it's unthinkable to me. I've thought a lot about it in the last few weeks. That's the time of year to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That here you have this infinite God, like, if you walk outside, especially like here recently, and it see all the stars outside, I hope you can get in a dark place where you see that, and you see how infinite God is. It's like unbelievably big. Like this thing that's bigger than all that, he's bigger than all the universe because he's obviously outside that. Somehow or another, he thought so much about Nikita that he shrunk himself down from being all that infinite and came to earth as a man, knowing not just the sins I did commit, but he knew the other shenanigans I've yet to pull.
Right, right.
And he made that, and actually when I've thought about this lately, he almost, it would appear that I'm more important than him to him. Mm. You know how he tells you that others are more important than you? That's true humility.
Right. Right.
And so his own life he gave up for me. But in order to do that, Christmas had to happen first. And that very trip of knowing that you're going down there to do this is just really like, man, it blows my mind. That yeah. kind of love that I'm more important to God than God himself is to him. Especially knowing, you know, this afternoon I might go 3 hours without thinking him one time. It breaks my heart, but I know that, you know, I'm asking him to help me with that, but it's still the
right.
You know, but he's still right there.
In our fallenness and our brokenness, right? And the good news of Christmas, to reiterate what Robbie's saying, is that God sent Jesus to seek and save the lost, right? And John 3:16, very famous foundational scripture, right? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life, right? There's only one God, Christ, and Christ Jesus is the only one who can bring us to God, right? Truly human, as you said, he was truly human and gave himself to rescue all of us. That is pretty hard sometimes to wrap your head around, right, Robbie? But nevertheless, that's what.
Well, see, God there's did. The operating word of what you just said, wrap.
Mm.
If you think about that word, the original Christmas present came wrapped.
Come on,
right? He was wrapped
in swaddling clothes.
Right.
Come on.
And later in that tomb, he got wrapped again.
Hmm. Hmm. Yeah. Fast forward about 33 years.
Right. He was wrapped twice.
Yeah.
And so he was, you know, but the whole point of wrapping, and you know, the beautiful thing of Hebrew, it helps me feel words, and so I love to study it. But the idea of that word in Hebrew is to be gathered. So see, when you said wrap your head around, you literally, there's no way I could wrap my head around, like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But it's part of the delight of Christmas for me since I've become a Christian is trying to wrap my head around something this unbelievable that not only wraps me, but actually more importantly to me, and I'll bet to you too listening, is those people I dearly love. I want them wrapped with Jesus. I want them wrapped into the family more than I want myself, right? I want my grandkids. I want my friends. I want that person, you know, that all of a sudden you want everything wrapped because everything wrapped gets gathered.
You know, and I just got this visual of, you know, many are going to spend this weekend as we embark upon the Christmas season wrapping gifts, right? Wrapping boxes, wrapping presents. You know, and then the opportunity to, whether it's Christmas Eve, as some do traditionally, or Christmas Day, Christmas morning, that some do traditionally, opening those gifts. I'm just reminded, Robbie, as you're speaking, of the greatest gift.
Right.
And I'm reminded of Ephesians 2:8-9. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It's a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we've done so that none of us can boast about it, right? And so for the listeners out there, Robbie, who are getting ready to celebrate this Christmas season, right, as we embark upon it, whether it's wrapping gifts or getting those presents ready to, you know, for a child, a grandchild, or for a spouse or a loved one, or for a friend, you know, in the midst of all the Christmas parties, many that have already happened, but even more that will happen over the next couple of days, and then the gathering together of family and friends, what would you add to and or say to our listeners out there, in addition to what you've already said?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The first herald, according to John, what he did was he was a witness to the light. And Christmas is, you know, the season of lights just is. And so when you tell your story, when you saw Jesus, whatever that looks like, especially in this season when people are more susceptible to listen to you, right? Because we all have those relatives, they won't listen to you.
Right, right.
But again, it's all it is a siding on your part of when you saw God in something. It didn't have to be your original salvation story. You saw him this morning in something that you saw somebody do, but you know that that was God. In other words, we didn't come to be the light. We came to bear witnesses to the light. And so I really think that in any way, shape, or form, our anything we can do to help gather, to help wrap some more presents, is to share, you know, what it's going to say. You're going to receive power, or you're going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your what? Testimony. It's going to be your story that impacts for the kingdom.
You know, you should, I'm reminded of the song, Hark the Herald.
Right.
Angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise. Joyful the triumph of the skies. With thy angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Do you have a favorite Christmas song, Robbie?
I do. And it has to do with, and Stu and me and a lot of folks probably listening went to Calvary Baptist Church. And we had a pastor, and he had a heart for Jesus, like, wow, like you could see it. And he could sing. And every Christmas Eve, he would sing, Oh Holy Night, like you never heard it, because it came from his heart. Like you could just... Like, it was Oh Holy Night, and when, you know, people were being reconciled and all the stuff that comes in that song, he could package it like only Pastor Courts could, and anybody ever heard him sing it knows exactly what I'm talking about.
And it wasn't, what I hear you saying is, it wasn't just a performance for him. And so, you know, as we wrap up this show today, this Christmas special. Robbie, thank you for being a part of this and just showing your heart here as I'm sitting in the studio and we're sharing back and forth. It's for me anyway, and maybe for the listeners out there, we can sense your sensitivity to that newborn King. And any last words for those as they get ready to gather together, open presents, watch movies, sing songs? Any final thought?
My final thought is thank you for allowing us in and for listening to Nick's show. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to be able to express God in some way, and I'm so thankful for you. And a chance to take part in this is awesome.
Thank you. And I hope that all of you out there, I want to... If you don't have a favorite Christmas song, think about what that might be. If you don't have a favorite Christmas movie, think about what that might be. And when you open presents this Christmas season, think about the greatest gift ever given, the gift of salvation, and just how God sent his one and only Son just for you. If you were the only one, if there was not another human walking the planet, the Bible says he still would have come and still sacrificed his life upon the cross for you. So as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, give that some consideration. And I hope that this is the best Christmas you've ever had. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Man Up Show. Robbie Dillmore, the Christian Car Guy, always a pleasure. Go out today and live a God-filled, God-blessed day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one. Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
This is the Truth Network.